Thank you again for joining Fire Shut Up My Bones. And this afternoon, we're going to talk about a very important topic, and that's the security of the believer. The security of the believer. Before I continue, I highly suggest that you browse down our podcast and look for some sermons that preach about assurance of salvation. One of our podcasts has Dr. Harold B. Seitzler preaching, "Can a saved person ever be lost? Can a saved person ever be lost?" We have Pastor Jeff Fugate preaching on the assurance of salvation. I also suggest that you listen to Whosoever by Pastor Jeff Fugate. God help me with one that I preached last year, I believe. The title of it is, "You Can Never Lose Your Salvation." You have to scroll all the way, you know, closer down to the bottom. That's my name next to it, Darian Mortsley. You can't lose your salvation. Now, you might have some folks up there. Matter of fact, my wife and I attended church last night. We're on vacation in Arizona, and we heard a wonderful message from Pastor George Feaster, Pastor Jeff George Feaster, and there was a Baptist church that stopped having fellowship with him because Pastor Feaster doesn't believe, just like us on Fire Shut Up My Bones, he doesn't believe that you can lose your salvation. We on Fire Shut Up My Bones do not believe you can lose your salvation. Once saved, always saved. And because Pastor Feaster believes like we do, this church that believe you can lose your salvation stop fellowshipping with him. So I just want you to know that is a lie of the devil. When people say that you can lose your salvation, that's a lie of the devil. And Pastor Jeff Fugate, which I also agree, said that if a preacher causes doubt, he's doing the work of the devil. So today, we're going to look at a few verses in the wonderful Word of God in regards to the security of the believer. That means you can't lose your salvation. Please turn to the 10th chapter of the book of John, starting in verse 28. "And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." The doctrine of eternal security teaches that God is able to complete the good work of eternal life that has begun in every believer. Please turn to the first chapter of the book of Philippians and look at verse 6. "Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ." Now, many of these people that believe you can lose your salvation believe that you should keep doing good works. Now, listen. To do good works for the Lord after salvation is your reasonable service according to Romans chapter 12 verses 1 through 2. But that the reason for doing work for the Lord and living for the Lord is not because if you stop, you lose your salvation. Because guess what? The Lord is doing a good work in you and will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. That means the Lord is keeping you saved. The Lord saved you permanently. There's nothing you can do to save yourself in the first place. Therefore, there's nothing that you have to do to keep yourself saved. It's a done deal. "Will perform it" has the thought of "will finish it." Paul is saying that the work of grace that God began in the Philippians at conversion will be divinely continued until the day of Jesus Christ. That is, the Lord will keep working in these believers until Jesus returns to earth, at which point he will finish his work, bring it to completion. That speaks of the Christian's eternal security. For God had a purpose in view when he begun his saving work in the Philippines, the Church of Philippians, and that purpose will never be abandoned nor unrealized. And I'll say again, the Lord is continuing to do a good work in us, those that ask Jesus to save us and saved us. He's performing that work until Jesus comes back and will be perfect. You do not have to keep your salvation through good works. We do good works because Jesus bought us. We are not our own, and we are to live separated from the world and live our lives for Jesus Christ, for that is a reasonable service. The eternal security of the believer is guaranteed by the person and the work of God. He is true and just and cannot deny himself. Therefore, anyone who has eternal life has it forever. God promises that no one can ever be separated from his love. Please go to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 33. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? That's verse 35 of the 8th chapter of Romans. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor the light, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate. Now, I'll stop right there. Nor any other creature, not even yourself, after salvation, can separate yourself from Jesus Christ. Aren't you a creature who's living for the, who's listening to this program? Nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Beloved, nothing can ever separate you from the love of Jesus Christ. Once you're saved, you're always saved. Now, please do not think after hearing this that you should continue in sin. The Bible says, shall ye continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. There is such a thing as chastisement that you can read in the book of Hebrews. When you sin, you feel guilty. When you keep sinning and ignore the guilt, there's chastisement. When the chastisement, which is punishment, doesn't work, there is death. So that's a fair warning. You cannot continue in sin. You must live for Jesus Christ. He bought you with his blood. So the least you can do is live for him. Because after all, that blood that Jesus Christ shed on the cross for our sins is the reason why we're not going to hell. So the least you can do is live for him. John 10:28, I'll close. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. And again, please, this program, Fire Shut Up in My Bones, is dedicated to preach the gospel and to teach the gospel. Please, when you have the time, look for Dr. Harold B. Seitler's message that says, can a saved person ever be lost? Look for Assurance of Salvation by Dr. Jeff Fugate. and Whosoever by Pastor Jeff Fugate, and a sermon that I preached entitled You Can't Lose Your Salvation. You will find that these sermons are backed up by the Word of God and not our own opinion. We hope that this was a blessing to you. If you have any questions about your salvation, please email us. And you can find our email in the profile of our podcast or comment in the comment section below. Thank you.